In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is Luisa and the Resurrection in the Divine Will, Part 2. There's three parts to this. So the next part will be in May. We'll begin, this is on page 1, we'll begin with volume 21, 3-3-1927. And Jesus begins, "So by going out of my most holy divine will, this has been the cause of Adam's illness, of mankind's illness." So everything that we're going through, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, is all out of whack, okay? And we're supposed to be perfect, like God. And that's how we were created, in His image and likeness. And because of Adam's sin, every physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional illness that we're going through has affected us. And a lot of people blame God. When they get sick, when something goes wrong, and they say, why did God allow this? The sad part about that is this was Adam's choice. Adam decided to go against God by doing his human will. And because of that, physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional illness has affected mankind. So we look at our families, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. Everybody is suffering. Yet, this was not God's plan. So what he is doing, and this is the best thing about the divine will brings about complete restoration, complete healing, complete physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional illnesses will be gone. And to show this, we have some holy water from Our Lady of America that we'll give out later today. This is mainly for spiritual, okay? We were talking about this last night. And 90% of the people will be healed spiritually, okay? And then I said 80% of the people will be healed physically. And then 70% will be healed mentally, you know, something like that. And they said, well, that doesn't add up. And of course it doesn't add up, because all of us are going to be healed. We need spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healing. So with this water from Our Lady of America at Rome City, Indiana, with this water, what will happen, and this is just the beginning. It's not the end all of what's coming. With this water, we will be healed first primarily spiritually. And then some of us who will be healed physically as well as spiritually. Some will be healed spiritually, physically, and mentally. And some will be healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. It's God is just gratuitous. He's always giving. He's filling us with as much as he can, this abundant life. So what the Lord is looking for in us is our fiat. The yes to God is so important. A number of times, what God will ask is he will ask, are you willing to go through this for me? Whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. And our immediate response should be fiat. And then he goes, good, that's all I wanted to know. Are you willing to do this? And a lot of times the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional illnesses just disappear instantaneously because of our yes to God. This was what happened with Abraham when God said, give me your only son. You sacrifice your only son, and he says yes. There was no pause. It was immediately yes. It's the same thing with the Blessed Mother. When the angel said, you'll be the mother of God, what does Our Lady say? She immediately says, fiat, yes, let it be done as you say. Surrender, total docility, total submission. So this is what the divine will does. The divine will puts us in a situation where we trust God. We believe in God. We hope in God. We have confidence in God. And it's not by chance that we have received the divine mercy from St. John Paul II. To trust in God's mercy is to go to the next step of trusting God in his justice, surrendering to God in his justice. And when we do that, it's basically, you alone are holy, Lord. You alone are God. You alone are perfect. And I am nothing. I am a creature. I am a sinner. And what we say to the Lord at that point is, let it be done as you say. Total submission. Total surrender. And to begin to say fiat in divine mercy gets us ready for divine justice, because it says in Scripture, when we surrender to God's divine justice, He gives us His mercy. And the whole reason for Louisa is to bring divine justice to the earth. Louisa Picaretta is the one who, because of what God is doing with her, what He has done with her, the world is now ready for the justice of God, if we are one with Louisa. So, this is what Jesus says. Returning back into the divine will and letting the divine will reign shall be the cause of the return of the divine order, the divine happiness, into human acts. So everything that we think, say, and do is going to give us a divine joy. Remember what Jesus says, I will give you my joy so that your joy will be complete. And of letting the divine will take its attitude in the acts of the creature. So what happens is God is bringing us to what He originally planned for mankind. That is to be one with God, fused with God. And so He's teaching us how to do this, how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy, how to get rid of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to re-enter into this life. So, what has He done? He's given us the Book of Heaven. What is the Book of Heaven? It's the way and the how this is going to happen. He's giving us the blueprint of how to live this abundant life. So the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the more God is going to bring about this complete restoration. Complete. It's going to be completely repaired. And it's when we, on Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. What does that mean? Why are we happy that Adam fell? Why are we happy? It's because Jesus came as the Son of God. Mary came as the Mother of God. Jesus as the new Adam. Mary as the new Eve. And now, the newborn, Louisa, the firstborn in the divine will, has this gift of Jesus, the pure life of Jesus, the pure life of Mary. So going back to Our Lady of America, what Our Lady of America says is the children of America will bring purity to the world. That purity is the pure life of Jesus. That purity is the pure life of Mary. It's to really begin to live in the divine will. So one of the apparitions of Our Lady of America, she appears as the Our Lady of the Divine Indwelling. The divine indwelling of the Holy Trinity. See, God created us so that He could reign in us. And we could share in His divinity. That's what the priest does every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. He says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. This is not only good and holy and saintly. It is divine. God is calling us to a divine life. So Jesus says this to Louisa. Okay. To return to the divine order of happiness, to letting the divine will take its attitude in the acts of the soul. As soon as the soul offers her work, as soon as the soul takes her food, as soon as the soul does everything and anything, in the divine will, with those human acts, is unleashed the divine happiness that was placed in those acts by my most holy divine will, Jesus says. And it rises back to the Creator, back to God, to give to God the divine glory of His own divine happiness. See, this isn't a human thing. It's a divine thing. To give back to God what is God's. So Jesus says to Louisa, all the things that's happened in the earth are meaningless to me unless it's done in my divine will. So we look at all the acts of the saints and the great heroic acts of the saints. Jesus says to us, would you repair these acts, these holy acts, these saintly acts, these good acts, to make them divine? So every day, like yesterday was the feast of the chair of Peter, we repaired for everything that Peter did. Why? It needs to be repaired. And we are the ones that God is calling to do this. Why are we the ones? because the saints did not have the book of heaven. We have the book of heaven. As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, what happens is we begin to repair for all the saints. And Jesus says, when we do this, the heavens of the saints are doubled. Every time you do this, every time you repair, every time you redo, in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. What does it do? He says, it says, it gives back to God his own divine glory, his own divine happiness. Do you see, God breathed into the dust his image and likeness. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. That was Adam. Out of this dirt came the image and likeness of God. Why did God do this? Because there were no other gods around that he could share this with. He wanted us to participate in his divinity. So when the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice, that drop of water fuses and diffuses in the wine, and that drop of water becomes wine. It's not oil and water. It doesn't separate. This is what God is asking. He's asking, are you willing to go back to where I called you from the beginning of time? So what he says to Louisa is he wants to make of each and every one of us a divine masterpiece. Okay? He is so in love with us, and this is why all of us are different. One is tall, one is short, one is got one voice, one's got another voice, different fingerprints, different irises. Everybody's different. God loves our uniqueness, and he wants to make of us his divine masterpiece, unique from everybody else. So it's not to be a clone. It's not to be like that saint. Like you look at the Franciscans, they wear the Franciscan habit. They follow the Franciscans' rules. They read his writings. It's the same thing with Dominic, same thing with Benedict. Jesus says, I want more than that. I want you to be in my image, my likeness. So what he's doing, what the Lord is doing with this book of heaven, is he's bringing us back to God to give back to God what God deserves. Divine glory. Not human glory. Divine glory. So he breathes into us this Ruah of God, this breath of God, as he breathed into Adam, the image and likeness of God. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with this gift of the divine will, we enter into God's likeness. And if somebody says, well, that's not going to happen to me, God says, absolutely, it cannot happen to you. Because we have said to God, I don't want this. See, God looks for the fiat. When he said to the Blessed Mother through the holy angel, you'll be the mother of God, she says, how can this be? I want to please God in all things, but I do not know man. And the angel said, it'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she says, let it be done to me as you say. Total docility. And she became Theotokos, mother of God. When Jesus says to us, I want to make of you a divine masterpiece, then we say, yes, let it be done as you say. Total surrender. We don't see a lot of people say, oh, I love sculptures and I want to be a sculpture. God says, well, I want you to be an oil painting. And then God can't do anything because I have my plans. I have what I want to do. See, it's to live in our nothingness. That's what he loved Louisa so much. Louisa says, Louisa, at 17 years old, God said to her, go to bed, stay there. And she said, fiat. Then he said, stop eating. She said, fiat. Then he says, stop drinking. She said, fiat. Stop sleeping. She said, fiat. She always wanted what God wanted. We, on the other hand, we get a sliver and we're, you know, crying and, you know, pleading for help. Louisa didn't do that. She said, fiat. This is what you want, God. I want this. And now God is showing us that when we study the writings of Louisa, what happens is little by little, our I want, give me, I'm in charge, disappears. Why? Because we say to the Lord, let it be done to me as you say, fiat. So he says this, is why the creature, this is Louisa, in whom my divine will reigns, not only calls me to operate together with her, but gives me the divine honor, the divine glory of that very divine happiness with which we, triune God, invested the human acts, first of all, in Adam. And he says, it's going to go back to that. But, he says, it happens through Louisa. This is why Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, who my divine will reigns. See, if you are following a Franciscan life, you're listening to the rules of Francis. If you're following a Dominican life, you're listening to the rules of Saint Dominic. To live in the divine will, we listen to Jesus. Jesus is the one who dictated everything to Louisa. So it's a new beginning for us. This is why Louisa, in whom my divine will reigns, not only calls me to divinely operate together with her, but gives me the divine honor, the divine glory of that very divine happiness with which we, triune God, live, and which we, triune God, first breathed into Adam. It's beginning again. Everything's changing. As we read this, the face of the earth is transforming. Jesus said very clearly, when these writings come out, the face of the earth will never be the same. Heaven is coming to earth. Heaven is being restored. Paradise is beginning again for mankind. Even though paradise is still in existence, all the animals are there, we are going to live in paradise. That's where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to get gray-haired, wrinkled, and die. That was never part of God's plan. It's to live eternally young, as God is eternally young. So he's showing us how and why this is going to happen as we read the book of heaven. Again, he said he's waited 6,000 years for these books to come out. So we are the ones that God is asking. It's nobody ahead of us. They're all dead. There's nobody behind us. The faith hasn't been given. The faith is you look at the youth today, they have not been taught anything. They've been taught by Sesame Street to be happy without Jesus Christ. They've been taught by Disney to really get involved in witchcraft. They've been taught by their professors and teachers who mainly have no faith. And Jesus is saying, the ones that have to do this are those that have the divine will now. And it's our job. It's our life to begin to live this gift so that the kingdom can be reestablished on earth as it is in heaven. As Jesus says, the fulfillment of the Our Father. So, like, somebody came up to me and they said to me this morning, well, how long is it going to take? And it's ours. Jesus is waiting for us to do it. He says, if I have to take centuries, I will wait centuries to bring the kingdom. But you have the way and the means to do it right now. If you're reading, if you're studying, if you're putting this into practice. If you're waiting for the next generation, you're going to wait a long time. The faith isn't there. It's very, very few that have the faith. The majority, I mean, let's just look at the lifestyles of people. I mean, when we went against Humanae Vitae in 1969, when we went against Humanae Vitae, 68, excuse me, what happened? It says, don't tell me what to do. God says, fine. What happened with Ireland this past year? Ireland said, we want abortion. God says, then you will have death. You want death? I'm going to give you death. New York State, we want to kill children even after they're born. Virginia, we want to kill children after they're born. God says, then that's what I'm going to give you. He says that to Louisa. I have to release all the demons because that's what people want. It's not going to affect us, Jesus says. It's going to affect those who want this. You know, our life is very, very important to Jesus. This time is very, very important to Jesus because he has given us Louisa in the book of heaven. As you read this, and all of us, what we're trying to do is all of us are trying to read the calendar every day. Now, what is God doing? Just like when we go to Holy Mass throughout the world, whether it's the Latin Mass, the Extraordinary Mass, or the Novus Ordo, you hear the same readings, okay? What is happening is Jesus is speaking to us. Jesus is teaching us every day, collectively as well as individually. Now, the same thing with the divine will. As we read the book of heaven, like with a calendar, every day, and it's about 4.5 pages normally, maybe a little more than that each day. As you read this, as you study this, God is talking to all of us. And what he's saying to me, he's not saying to you. What he's saying to you, he's not saying to me. But together, God is forming the community, forming the little family of Louisa. And great things are in store. Great things are in store. All of us will read all 36 volumes in 1 year. And, you know, how many times have we said, I want to read these volumes? And we get, you know, you get into some of the volumes that are difficult. And, you lose interest. But when you're reading every day, it's astonishing. Jesus is filling us with this spirit of truth. He's filling us, healing us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally as we're reading. So we continue. Volume 21, 3, 13, 19, 27. And do not be surprised if you feel as if my life were ending in you. Okay, what happens is this. He will put us in a situation where everything seems to go wrong. Okay, that's good. Because he says this, if you feel it ending, but it is not true. See, this is why we go back to what St. John Paul II told us. Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. See, if we don't have this trust, when things get really, really tough, we will fail. Our lady, I remember one time in one of the apparition sites, somebody committed suicide, and they asked, one of the visionaries asked Our Lady, why? And she says, they don't have me. They don't have my son. All they have is suicide. See, what things are going to get tough. But if we have Jesus and Mary, and now through Louisa, there's great hope. There's great confidence in God. So he says this, it happens as to created things that seem to die, but they always rise again. See, it's going to come back even more beautiful. He says this, the sun seems to die, but it is because the earth in rotating loses the sun, so it seems to die. But the sun lives and remains always in its place. And this is so true that as the earth keeps rotating, it finds the sun again. And it rises again to new life for the earth. Oh, earth, everything seems to die, the plants, the beautiful flowers, the delicious fruits. But afterwards, everything rises again and acquires life. The human nature itself, during sleep, it seems to die. But from the sleep, it rises again, more vigorous and restored. Among the created things, only the heavens are always fixed and never die. Symbol of the stable goods of the celestial fatherland that are not subject to changes. But all other things, water, the fire, the wind, everything, it seems to die, but then it rises again, all animated by my divine will that is not subject to death, and that possesses the act of making all things rise again as many times as it wants. Even more, while they seem to die, they have perennial life by virtues of the regenerative power of my most holy divine will. We have to have confidence in God. There are good days, there are bad days. There are sunny days, there are rainy days. There are cold days, there are warm days. We just say to the Lord, fiat. I mean, somebody said to me this morning, summer's coming and everybody's going to be complaining about how hot it is. Summer's, winter's here, and they're complaining about how cold it is. It's rainy, it's cold, it's foggy. We have to begin to live fiat. See, we have to begin to see the I love you in creation. The I love you of the snow. Every snowflake is an I love you. Every drop of water is I love you. The heat on your arm is an I love you from the sun. We have to begin to live paradise. To see and hear and feel and smell and taste all the I love yous of God around. To give back to God. To give back to God a divine I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I worship you. Humans are to give this divine I love you back to God. You know, our Lord loves us so much that he's waited until this time to give us the book of heaven. And as we read it, as we study it, as we put this into practice, especially as we go through the calendar each day, we know that God is speaking to all of us at the same time, the same words, but differently. It's like having eight people surround a house, one on each side of the house and one in each corner. And you say, what do you see? Well, it's a house, but what do you see? Well, I see a corner and I see two windows. What do you see? I see a front door. And what do you see? I see a back door. I see. Everybody sees something different. Let God teach you. Let God guide you through the uniqueness of who you are, so that you can begin to see God in a way that no one else can see Him. Like people say, "Oh, I wish I knew the prayers like, you know, so and so." No. Jesus is going to teach you His way that He wants to pray in you, that's unique to anybody else. You can love God more than any other human in your unique way. Nobody can love God the way you can love God. That's our goal, is to get to that point where you and Jesus are one. You and the Blessed Mother are one through little Louisa. And then what happens? Everything is peace, joy, and happiness. No matter what you're going through, everything is peace, joy, and happiness. This is so amazing. This is what God it wants for us. So He says this: "The same happens in you, Louisa. To you it seems that my life dies, but it is not true, because since the divine will is in you, there is the regenerative virtue that makes me rise again as many times as this great gift of the divine will wants." It's total surrender to God. This is so amazing what God is doing. And then He says this: "How does this happen? Wherever my divine fiat is present." It's snowing out, fiat. It's raining out, fiat. You burn your toast in the toaster, fiat. Somebody pulls out in front of you, it's fiat. Everything is yes, Lord. I want what you want. Let it be done as you say. Total docility. That's the Blessed Mother. Fiat mihi. Wherever my fiat is present, there can be neither death nor goods that end, but perennial life, not subject to ending. The Lord wants to fill us, overflow us with His gifts of peace, joy, and happiness. Again, there's a lot of worry. You know, one of the things that helps is just turning off the television and not listening to the news. It's none of it's good news. And as you're watching, you're seeing things that they want you agitated. See, this isn't of God. They want you upset. They want you nervous. Turn off the TV and you're peaceful. Turn off the radio, you're peaceful. It's to begin to live a life that is filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Like I said with Sesame Street, how many millions of children watch that show? This is how you can be happy. The Cookie Monster. The Count Dracula. It's to embrace that which is evil. You don't need Jesus Christ to be happy. That's what they did. As a matter of fact, the guy who started Sesame Street, as soon as he sold it, he was dead. As soon as he sold it, the devil did not need him any longer, and he died. See, you look at the music of the teenagers today. It's all a cult. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. It has to do with death. And they're getting everybody ready. The biggest, Halloween, the costume was the Living Dead. That's demons. I want to become a Living Dead. Do you know what you're saying to Jesus? Do you know what you want? This isn't good. So He's saying to us, would you be willing to repair and redo? It's not, you don't condemn people. Jesus wants you to see the situation so that you get more involved in the divine will to repair. He says this very clearly: wherever my fiat is present, there can be neither death nor goods that ever end, but the perennial life, my perennial life, not subject to ending. It's eternity. Remember what Our Lady said, Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno 72 years ago. She said, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the demonic. It's the end of evil. So Jesus is saying to us, I have to give you what you want. What do you want? And if our response is, I want you, I want your mother, I want the life of the new Adam, the new Eve, through little Louisa, I want to live in the divine will, God says, good, I will give that to you. But what does he say to Louisa? I said that before. He says, I have to release all the demons. Because this is what mankind wants. I have to do this. And when somebody says, why would God do this? It's because they want it. They want evil. God has to give it to him. God gave the devil hell because that's what the devil wanted. Now for us, God wants us to have heaven, peace, joy, and happiness. For us, he wants us to begin to enter into this little family of Louisa, to really begin to live a life of heaven while on earth. That's what he's waiting for. So he says in volume 21, 3, 22, 19, 27, my daughter, when the sun rises, it dispels the darkness that makes the light arise. So here, the beautiful thing that God gives us is this. It's a new beginning for mankind. He says this. It changes the humidity of the night, which makes the plants, which the plants have been invested in a way that they lie there oppressed, torpid, and melancholic. And the sun rises and it turns that humidity into pearls, pearling everything, the plants, the flowers, and over all nature, it's a silver aura that brings back the gaiety and the beauty, taking away the torpor of the night. And with the enchantment of its light, it seems to take all nature by the hand in order to vivify it, embellish it, and give back to it life. Everything comes out of the darkness into light. This is where we are. Everything is darkness around us. You have to remember what the vision of Pope Leo XIII in 1884. And in 1984, John Paul II consecrated the world. In 1989, USSR collapsed. And the year 2000, it was a new beginning. The Holy Father said, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. It's not done yet. Everything's working. Everything's planned by God. And all he looks for is us to cooperate with him. So again, what's happening is the darkness is over. That 100 years that Pope Leo XIII heard the devil say to Jesus, I want, I think started in 1917 when he saw the miracle of the sun. He knew that his time was coming. That Our Lady's, you're not taking what you said you wanted. Our Lady says, basically, now I'm going to give this peace to the world. And so what does he do? He starts the Soviet Union, if you want to say, the war, Russia becoming communist, this killing of the Catholic family, the Tsars. It began. Everything changed. At the end of 2017, what's happened? We know good things are happening. The witch didn't become president. God is in charge. I mean, there was no way she could lose. Everything was planned. Everything was ready. And now what you have, now what you're seeing is with the governor of New York, with the governor of Virginia, we want to kill. We don't have what we wanted. So we want to kill children. We want to kill them. Our job is to live peaceful, joyful, and happy lives, not condemning them, but saying, Jesus, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God says, okay, I will do that. What do you want? I have to give you what you want. The prayer of Cardinal Burke when he said, pray for the United States in August, the 54-day Rosary Divina. It was very powerful. The prayers of little children of the Holy Divine Will are powerful. And as we learn the command prayer, as we learn to pray the way Jesus wants us to pray, everything changes. There's nothing to be upset about. Darkness is coming, is ending. The light is coming. Again, what does Louisa say? Listen to what the Archbishop named the video from Corrado, the dawn of a mystery. She's the dawn of a mystery. Mary says, Our Lady is the dawn of a new day. The new day is what Louisa's bringing. This is God's plan. It's a whole new beginning for the world. And so Jesus says this, the sea, the rivers, the springs strike fear during the nighttime, but as sun rises, this is where we are, this with the divine will, as the sun's rays dispel the fear and investing them down to the bottom, it forms in them the gold and silvery bed, it crystallizes the waters, and it forms in them the most beautiful enchantment. That's what we find when we're reading. Everything becomes beautiful. Everything becomes peaceful, joyful, and happy. As Jesus begins to reign in you, gazing in your gazing, listening in your listening, speaking in your speaking, what happens at that point is your family is changing. You might not see it immediately, but Jesus is there because you're there in the divine will. Jesus is gazing at them. You're not yelling and screaming like a mad person, but Jesus is there peaceful, joyful, and happy. So all nature rises again by means of this sun. And if it were not for the sun, it could not be called a work without life. My divine will is more than sun. As it rises in the soul, in each and every one of us, it closes the soul with divine light. And all her acts are pearled with divine light in such a way that they convert into more than more refulgent diamonds and precious ornaments. Before the sun of my divine will rises, they are like night dew that oppresses the plants and gives them no tint of beauty. But with the rising of the sun, this is Louisa, that dew forms the most beautiful ornament for all plants and gives to each of them its tint of beauty and makes the variety and vividness of their colors stand out. In the same way, as my divine will rises, all the human acts become invested with divine light. And they take their place of honor in my divine will. Each one of them receives a special tint of divine beauty and divine vividness of divine colors in such a way that the soul becomes transfigured and enveloped with indescribable beauty. That's us. A divine masterpiece. Do you see what God is doing? He's saying, get out of the way. Let me reign in you. Let me breathe in your breathing, beat in your heart beating. This is what we pray when we wake up in the morning with our prevenient act. Lord Jesus, breathe in my breathing. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So this, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. You hear in the name of every human being that ever lived with my voice. Do you see how this echo of I love you, of heaven, is reverberating back into heaven. By whom? By the little children of the holy divine will. It's we're saying to Jesus, you pray in my praying. I don't want to pray anymore. My human prayers are so weak. I want your divine prayer to be praying in me. See, this is the indescribable divine beauty. As the sun of my holy divine will rises, it puts to flight all the evils of the soul. Every human inadequacy is going to be purified. You know, whatever it is going to be gone. See, this is the healing that's coming. It takes away the torpor the passions have produced, and even more, before the light of the divine fiat, passions themselves lap up that divine light and aspire to be converted into virtues. To why? To pay homage to my most holy divine will. As it arises, everything is gaiety, and even the pains that, like seas at nighttime, strike fear in the poor creature. If my most holy divine will rises, it puts to flight the night of the human will, taking every fear away. This is what's coming is so magnificent, and it happens to each and every person who's reading. Why are you happy when you're reading the Book of Heaven? Heaven is being manifested to you as you read. Jesus is the Word. He dictated these words to Louisa. Louisa wrote these words down. These are divine lives, Jesus says. And as you read them, as you study them, as you put them into practice, Jesus is there. Every fear goes away. It forms its golden bed in those pains. And with its divine light, it invests the bitter waves of the pains. It crystallizes them into oceans of sweetness in such a way as to form an enchanting and an admirable horizon. What can my most holy divine will not do? It can do everything, and it can give everything, and it can, wherever it rises, it does things worthy of our creative hands. God is alive. And the thing that we're going to experience, it's not us that is doing it, it's God that's doing it. This is why Jesus says to Louisa, it looks like you're doing nothing, but in reality you're doing everything. Volume 21, 326, 1927. Then, while following the acts of the supreme fiat done in the redemption, I, Louisa, arrived at when my sweet Jesus was in the act of rising again from death. And I was saying to Jesus, my Jesus, just as my I love you has followed you into limbo and investing all the inhabitants of that place, we have asked you all together to hasten the coming of the kingdom of your supreme fiat upon earth. So do I, Louisa, want to impress my continuous I love you upon the tomb of your resurrection, so that just as your divine will made your most holy humanity rise again as the fulfillment of redemption and as the contrast that would restore the kingdom of your divine will upon earth, in the same way with my incessant I love you, every heartbeat, every breath, is I love you, I love you, I love you to Jesus. I love you in the divine will. Jesus says when he hears that from a soul, he goes into ecstasy. Why? It's Jesus that's saying it. It's God that's saying it in us. We're not God, but we're repeating, we're echoing what he has said. Following all the acts that you did in redemption, I, Louisa, ask you, I pray to you, Lord, I supplicate you to make souls rise again in your most holy divine will, so that your kingdom may be established in the midst of creatures. You worry about your family? Let the kingdom of God reign in your family. How? By you having Jesus gaze in your gazing. You having Jesus listen in your listening. You having Jesus speak in your speaking. This is what's going to happen. The kingdom of the divine will is going to be reestablished in your family. It's not your wisdom. It's not your truths. It has to be Jesus. Now, while I was saying this and all this and other things, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter Louisa, as many acts as the soul does in my most holy divine will, so many times does she rise again in the divine life. Washing the dishes in the divine will, you're rising to divine life. Vacuuming the floor in the divine will, you're rising to new life in the divine will. You have to understand, you have to begin to see things from Christ's perspective. And the more acts he does in the divine will, the more the divine life grows, and the more complete becomes the glory of the resurrection. He says, therefore, the foundation, the substance, this is the foundations of the substance, the light, the beauty, the glory are formed by the acts done in my most holy divine will. So that's what Jesus is teaching us. Jesus is teaching us to really begin to live a life that he lived, that the Blessed Mother lived. When Our Lady of America says that purity will be given to the world through the little children of America, it's the pure life of Jesus, the pure life of Mary. Not my life, not your life, that's nothing. The pure life of Jesus, the pure life of Mary is going to be given to the world. How? By living in the divine will. As we live in the divine will, Jesus is alive in us. This is what he says. The more contact the soul has had with my divine will, the more the divine will can give divine life, expand divine life, embellish divine life. God has got such great plans. And all that he's asking of us is, would you get out of the way and let me do this. You can't do this. See, that's the surrender. That's the docility. That's the submission that God is calling us to. That's what it means to be Catholic. To live a life of surrender to God. To live a life, and now he's given us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.